Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Mutual Insurance. And that's your traffic on 93.3 WMMR.
Thanks, Kath. 9 o'clock hour, George Takei is going to be on the program. Our buddy Joe Matarese is stopping in as well. And the gentleman from UPenn Wharton, Kevin Warbach, will tell you more about what he's got going on as well. So a few people to talk to a little bit later on this morning. In the meantime, I have some Bizarre File stories.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre, File.
This morning is brought to you by Heritage Business Systems, the document imaging equipment solution. Is Heritage Business Systems, service, satisfaction, reliability. That's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. Well, a man has been arrested after police said he shot his own son during a family argument over athletes kneeling during the national anthem.
Shot him over that.
And it happened on Thanksgiving as
well.
Of
course.
Mm-hmm. The man,
before or after dessert.
The man told police that the gun went off when his son threw something at him. It happened just before 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Upon arrival, officers found that a 21-year-old man had been shot. The witnesses told officers that the man had gotten into a verbal and physical altercation with a family member during Thanksgiving dinner. The man was asked to leave and went into the family's backyard after his father, 51-year-old Jorge Lamardi, took out a shotgun. In a statement, Valencia Lamardi told police that his son started fighting over athletes kneeling during the national anthem, and the situation quickly escalated. Reports state the man continued to argue with his family members and then started throwing things at his father from the backyard. Valencia said that his son threw a water bottle at him, causing him to fire the gun, hitting his son in the hand and leg. Valencia said that his son had been drinking. He was arrested. Valencia was arrested and charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury. Just another Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Now we'll talk about abortion.
Yeah. A woman who has been freed after she became trapped inside a trash compactor outside her apartment. So she was saved.
Jesus.
Wow. The 71-year-old woman was last listed in stable condition at the hospital. The call came in around 7:50 p.m. Firefighters said that all efforts for nearly 2 hours were focused on getting the woman out. They were able to free the woman's legs at about 9:30 p.m. So she fell in before 8, and it wasn't until 9:30 that they were able to just get her legs out.
Oh, my God.
The woman...
If you're claustrophobic, you'd be going out of your mind.
She had dropped her keys in the trash compactor. She then stepped inside to retrieve the keys. Fortunately, a friend of the victim saw the incident and pressed the emergency stop button on the trash compactor. Had they not been there, it would have killed her.
Aren't some of those compactors, aren't they automatic, too?
Yeah, I think that was kind of the situation with this one. So, you know, you shut the door and it starts compacting.
There you go.
So they were able to hit the stop button, and she wasn't squished, thank God. A Southwest Florida man accused of driving while drunk when he caused an accident this weekend thought that he was in an Uber vehicle as police transported him to jail. 40-year-old Travis Howard was arrested for rear-ending another vehicle who was stopped at a light.
I'm going to give you a good rating.
Howard told deputies that he couldn't remember how the crash happened and handed officers a hotel card when they asked for his license.
Florida man, Florida man.
Howard refused to take a breathalyzer test before failing several sobriety tests and being arrested on DUI charges. While in the back of the deputy car, Howard reportedly said, "Uber, when we get to my room, can I go to bed?" before being informed that he was going to jail.
He didn't notice the police accoutrement?
Guess not. Howard was booked into jail and released after posting $1,500 bond. Deputies say Howard, who will appear in court next month on the charges, has been arrested 5 times since last December. A Dublin man who touched a fellow bus passenger's shoulder with his penis claimed that he had been urinating when the vehicle jerked him forward and pushed him towards the woman.
He was pissing in the bus?
That's the deal. Yep.
It's not my fault. I was just taking a whiz in the bus and my penis hit her.
Thomas McMahon was due to be sentenced at Dublin Circuit Criminal Court after he pleaded guilty to exposure on a Dublin bus. The sentence carries a maximum penalty for 2 years. an officer. It says a guarda here, they call them. The officer, Connor O'Neill, agreed that the victim told the guardie that the bus had jerked forward when she noticed McMahon's penis on her shoulder.
Hello.
He also accepted that McMahon said that he had problems with urinating due to both his alcohol and drug addictions, and that although he could not remember the incident, he thought that it was most likely that he had gone to the back of the bus to urinate.
Which is where you go, right? Yeah, some of them even have bathrooms back there.
Yeah, this one didn't. It was further accepted that McMahon was disgusted by his behavior and extremely remorseful. O'Neill accepted the suggestion that McMahon is now in a better shape than he had been at the time and had taken steps to rehabilitate. McMahon didn't have his wits about him because of his addiction. He had gone to the back of the bus with the intention of urinating. There was no sexual element to it.
Oh, my God.
He was not seeking to sexually gratify himself with making contact with her, counsel had said. The woman was heading into town on the bus when she noticed a man sitting alone on the other aisle. She didn't notice him sit behind her, but when the bus jerked forward, she felt his penis on her shoulder.
Hi. Okay.
She saw that he was standing up behind her, but he was not in, quote, an excited state.
Okay, he was in a peeing state.
Yeah, she screamed at him and ran down the bus driver. McMahon got off the bus, and the driver pulled up to the next light and called the police.
So he's whizzing. He's standing behind her, facing her.
I guess
the bus jerks forward.
Yeah.
And his unit ends up on her shoulder.
On her shoulder, yeah.
That's a hell of a bus ride.
She took 2 days off, but otherwise the incident has had no lasting impact.
You don't understand.
Her.
I had a penis on my shoulder.
He was arrested and cooperated with the investigation, although he said that he had no recollection of the incident, and he has been charged in previous incidents.
Maybe this is the point in time at which he turns his life around.
Maybe. And then finally, we'll end with this. A dramatic video posted online captured part of a police chase through a school zone in a southern Alberta village that ended with three arrests and the seizure of $20,000 worth of stolen maple syrup.
Maple syrup theft.
Yeah.
Again.
The video shows a silver car traveling at high speeds through a small town with four police vehicles in hot pursuit. Video shows part of the chase that started just after 9 a.m. after Mounties spotted a truck and cargo trailer reportedly stolen earlier that morning. The driver ditched the truck and jumped into a silver car waiting nearby as officers approached. The car took off and led officers on chase, ending with the arrest of two men and two women and one man. Spike strips were used to immobilize the vehicle, taking out all four of the car's tires before it came to a stop. And Mounties recovered the stolen truck and trailer, along with $20,000 worth of maple syrup.
Jeez.
The total value of the stolen property was approximately $110,000.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
A York County police officer who shot and wounded a man earlier this year is facing some charges. Court documents say that he thought he was using his taser. And the main reason I have this story is because the quote at the end. So,
right.
Officer Stuart Lee Harrison thought that he had reached for his taser instead of his firearm when he shot a suspect in the backseat of a police cruiser. Court documents say Harrison realized his mistake after he heard the sound of the gunshot. Harrison faces a single count of simple assault. Now, the state police say that prior to the shooting, Ryan Shane Smith entered the Santander Bank. He demanded $500,000 from a teller, but was told that he didn't have an account with the bank or the proper identification to withdraw money. He threatened the bank employees and refused orders to leave, police said. Harrison and other officers tried to get Smith out of the bank peacefully, but he wouldn't cooperate. He said officers tried unsuccessfully to stun Smith with their taser several times, finally taking him into custody. They struggled to get him seated in the back of the patrol car, and Harrison decided he was going to try using his taser on Smith's thigh to get him to comply. Officer Harrison stated that he then placed what he thought was a taser against Smith's right thigh and pulled the trigger. He stated that as soon as he heard the sound, he knew it wasn't his taser. Officer Harrison then reholstered his firearm. He stated that after the gunshot, Smith sat in the car and asked Officer Harrison, "Hey, dude, why'd you shoot me?"
Yes, I think I would ask that as well.
And so he's facing a charge over that, but I just thought...
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that, dude. Indian police are investigating a skeleton smuggling gang. Ooh. After a man was caught with skulls and bones of 50 different people on a train.
Wow.
Police arrested the suspect.
So you have to buy tickets for all of them?
The suspected corpse smuggler at a railway station. The arrested man, identified as Sanjay Prasad, was carrying 16 human skulls and 34 skeletal remains in his luggage, and was traveling from where police say he was headed for the border.
That was my skull.
Police suspected...
Whose skull is this?
That the skeletons, apparently... I lost my place.
Skulls.
Police suspect that the skeletons...
Indian guy, bad.
...were then meant to be smuggled to China.
With the purpose and purpose of what?
Well, Mr. Prasad was part of a gang who supplied human skeletons to tantrics and occultists in the Himalayan kingdom. They also claimed that there was a huge demand for skeletons among medical students in China. He has been sent to jail while further investigations were on to trace his accomplices. It is unclear how Mr. Prasad was alleged to have obtained the skeletal remains. While grave robbing in poor areas is not unheard of, it usually takes place in Muslim or Christian communities as Hindus favor cremation. So they're not sure where he got the bones of 50 people.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. The California Highway Patrol on Friday pulled over a Tesla Model S that was driving down the road, but whose driver who appeared to be asleep at the wheel. The vehicle was traveling on Highway 101 in Palo Alto. Officers said that they were unable to get the man's attention. One of the officers basically ended up going in front of the vehicle, and they tried to slow it down. The process took about 7 minutes, and the car traveled for about 7 miles before coming to a stop.
So what was it, in autopilot mode?
They assumed that. The driver was Alexander Samick, who serves on the Los Altos Planning Commission. He was arrested for driving under the influence. The theory is that the Model S had its autopilot system turned on, but officials said on Friday that they hadn't confirmed that yet. It's quite possible that autopilot saved his life. The situation is a bit of a puzzle because autopilot is supposed to detect if a driver's hands are on the wheel and disengage if they are not. Tesla has steadily tightened up these rules with recent revisions of the software, warning drivers in as little as 30 seconds. So if the driver did fall asleep at the wheel, the car should have started slowing down on its own within a few minutes. So they don't know exactly what happened.
Wow. Yeah,
but
that
I didn't
is
realize
pretty long.
That your hands had to be on the wheel for that to be in autopilot mode.
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, which is kind of wild. I've heard stories of people like taking a nap or whatever. Well, you know that you're not supposed to do that. But let me ask you. Is he driving while intoxicated if he's technically not driving?
That's a good question. And that might be, I would think so. He's in the seat. So,
right.
You know, that may be what the law says. I'm not 100% sure.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.